shocking house fire in Oklahoma. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police in Broken Arrow say 8 people were found dead in a house fire, and it appears to be murder. This neighbor is upset.
Kind of horrifying to think about. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's something out of the movies. That doesn't happen in suburbia.
Police spokesman Ethan Hutchins tells reporters.
We can say that when officers arrived around 4:05, they found multiple fatalities in this house here near Houston and Elm. And as of now, we're still investigating exactly what happened today.
The ATF is helping investigate. After weeks of wrangling and lawsuits, Elon Musk now owns Twitter. He completed the $44 billion deal Thursday night.
Musk has already fired Twitter CEO and chief financial officer. He also told advertisers he doesn't want the social media platform to be a free-for-all hellscape. Musk said he's buying the San Francisco company because he believes it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A judge sentences a Tennessee man who dragged a police officer into a mob of Capitol rioters to more than 7 years in prison.
As outnumbered officers battled Trump supporters at the Capitol, Albuquerque head grabbed Michael Fanone and restrained him while rioters beat and shocked the officer with a stun gun before he lost consciousness. Fanone testified at the hearing, asking the judge to show Head the same amount of mercy Head showed him on January 6th, which was none. Head's attorney sought a lower sentence for what he called a series of bad decisions. The judge was unmoved, saying Head was responsible for some of the darkest acts committed on one of the nation's darkest days. Other rioters have also been charged with assaulting Fanone. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And South Korea says North Korea test-fired 2 ballistic missiles Friday morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Miami Beach orders the immediate evacuation of a condo tower over concerns it's not safe. Engineers discovered excessive movement in a structural beam in the parking garage of the oceanfront Port Royal. You may recall similar issues caused a nearby condo to collapse in June 2021, killing 98 people. Comments by Amazon CEO Andy Jassy draw reaction from the National Labor Relations Board.
The independent federal agency claims Jassy is in violation of labor law, specifically by interfering with and restraining rights given under the federal National Labor Relations Act. The NLRB says Jassy on 2 occasions commented publicly saying unions can hinder or slow down change for employees. The remarks followed a successful union vote at an Amazon warehouse in New York earlier this year. Amazon, in defending Jassy, says the Labor Relations Act allows him to speak his mind on the matter. Amazon has 2 options: settle the complaint or take the dispute before an administrative law judge in February. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
It only took 3 days to seat a jury in the tax fraud trial of former President Trump's company. Some people involved in the case thought it would take at least a week to find 12 impartial people to sit on a jury because New York is so heavily Democratic. Opening statements may begin Monday. Maine is cleaning up the language on its license plates.
Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows issuing recall letters to eliminate F-bombs and other obscenities on license plates. She says she supports free speech, but that these license plates are state property and should be represented as such. For drivers who still want to express themselves, Bellows says they should get a bumper sticker. John Saucier, Fox News.
And Arizona's attorney general agrees not to enforce a near total ban on abortions until at least next year. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.